This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out once again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get a getting. I'm happy to be back with you folks. The Old Trailblazer sometimes gets kind of lonesome, misses you folks. You folks who been here into the fellowship time and all, give the Old Trailblazer a call once and again. Let's sit down and talk a few minutes and get back to where we were. And if you would, let me know that you're listening. I appreciate every one of you who helped with the broadcast of the Old Trailblazer. And but I do. I get lonesome for my folks from Sunday to Sunday even. But if you would, I appreciate hearing from you. Several years ago, I brought you a study on demon possession. Pastor Shelton had a gracious study on demon possession back there 50, 60 years ago. And we put them in print. I picked them up and gleaned through them and brought you some Trailblazer. And it's been several years now. And because of the conditions of the world that we're living in and those things, the Lord laid it on my heart. Let's go back and revisit those truths and dig into there once again. And as I see so much going on in the world today, as I observe the ministry, the clergy, and the prosperity ministry and all of those things, and it's all inspired by Satan. Most of it is, I would say. But I believe that the Lord wants us to have all the information we can get. And then I was reading in God's Word, looking at the charge he gave God's man. He said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Now, my friend, that's God's command to his pastor, his preacher, his minister. Preach the word. He doesn't say preach prosperity. He doesn't say preach divine healing. It doesn't say preach speaking in tongues. It says preach the word. And that's what we do here. And he says preach the word, be instant in season. That means to tell it like it is. Out of season, doesn't matter if it's convenient for the pastor, for the trailblazer. A lot of times I bring messages that cuts across my grain, and then that says reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. I bring God's message as if I'm the only one doing that. Folks accuse me and say, well, you're the only one you think saved. No, I don't do that, but that's my commission. Now, listen, why should we do these things? You know, the Lord knows what's going on, doesn't he? He always knows what's going on. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now, that's what we have in today, my friend. Half-truths. Just half-truths to get someone into the church, get them on the church roll, and let them think that they're saved, my friend. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. But watch, this is his charge to God's man, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. The Lord wants us to be diligent in bringing his message day in and day out. And that's what the Old Trailblazer is all about. So we're looking at this study entitled Demon Possession. And the message today that we're going to start to bring you is looking at the reality of demons. Don't you like to just take a subject and just more or less tear it apart and look at it and see what's going on? So we're going to look at the reality of demons. I want you to listen now. Pastor Shelton, the Old Trailblazer, used to say, come on, mother, put down your pots and pans over there and sit down and let's get quiet now and get ready to listen. The basis of our knowledge is God's Word. Everything that we know and learn is based on God's Word, the Holy Scriptures. And if you don't believe God's Word, then you might as well turn your radio off because I have no message for you. If you don't believe God's Word, now that's not going to change it. It won't change just because you don't believe it. But if you don't believe it, you're just wasting your time and wasting my time, too. Just like I told someone years ago in the tabernacle, people come there and sit, wouldn't never seek the Lord, wouldn't trust the Lord. I told them they need to stay home. I said, you're just sucking up the air conditioner and costing us money to air condition this building and put these lights on where you can see. And people kind of took issue with me a little bit, but I'm telling you the truth. If you don't believe God's word, you turn the radio off and get on, go back to digging your taters, my friend. But listen, the Bible is God's word, whether you believe it or not. It matters not to me whether you believe it. I hope you do. I wish you would, because it'll mean the difference in where you spend eternity. But listen, it's true whether you believe it or not. I can tell you that without equivocation. And the only authentic source of the doctrine of Satan and the demons that we have is God's Word. Now, that's the only place you will find any authentic information about demon possession. The reality of demons is in God's Word. Now, I know folks don't want to speak about demons and all of that, but it's true. The Bible clearly teaches the existence of demons. Now, you may have never heard this before. You said the old trailblazer has gone off on a tangent. But no, I want you to listen. James 2:19 plainly says, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils, demons, also believe and tremble." That translated devils in the King James Version means demons, and so can be translated demons. There's one devil, and the Greek word is diabolos, the devil. There are many demons, and the Greek word is dynamos. Now let's turn, if you will. Did you take that in? Did you get that? Let's go back and look at it. The word translated devils in the King James Version means demons, and so can be translated demons. There's one devil, and the Greek word is diabolos, the devil. There are many demons, and the Greek word is dynamos. Now, let's turn there to Revelation 9:20, where we'll find these words. We're going to go real slow in this study. I don't want to hurry through it. I'm not in any hurry. I don't have anywhere to go. Do you? No, I don't have anywhere to go, only what the Lord leads me to do. And we're going to take it real slowly. We may have, back there 10 years ago, we brought this study. We may have missed something, and we want to go back and make sure we didn't, and bring out what the Lord wants us to have. Now, look at Revelation 9:20. This is a good word study, a good Bible study. It'll do your heart good to have your Bible there by your chair, over there in your old Jim's corner like I have here. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold. Now, let me read that again. I kind of stumbled and stuttered there a little bit. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils or demons and idols of gold. Now, do you know something, friend? Do you know something? Let me just make this statement. All over America are groups who meet together, and they sacrifice to demons. Do you know that in some place undercover behind closed doors, they sacrifice human beings to demons right here in America? Now, that may be startling, but it's so. The writers of the Bible knew there were demons and wrote about them. To the individual who believed God's word, the scripture is readily received as a basis of proof, and they require no further proof. No, there is no further proof. The Bible satisfies their minds. The writers of the Bible knew there were demons and included in their word. Now listen, what are demon spirits? The question arises. You may want to ask it. I don't mind you asking. I'll give you all the information that I have. I'll just get it out of God's word. The question arises in many hearts, what are demon spirits? Where did they come from? The Bible teaches there is one devil, Satan. The word devil means the old accuser, the slanderer. He slanders God to man and accuses man to God. Then he's called Satan, the adversary. Satan is your adversary, my friend. Now, if you tell me you want to be saved, Satan is your direct adversary. He does not want you to be saved. He'll do everything, put everything in your path to keep you from ever coming to know the Lord. I'm telling you, my friend, what I know. He'll do that thing. Everything that he can put in the path to keep you from coming to the Lord, he'll do that. So we got to be on our guard. We have to be up and about our Lord's business. And we have to do that day in and day out. But he's your old adversary now, man, my friend. Now listen, let's go back. Got kind of sideswiped there a minute. But listen, all over America, we find it's evidence that there are actually churches that worship demons. Then he's called the old serpent. Old serpent. Don't you hate old snake? I do. I just hate a snake. I don't care what kind it is. We used to have them in around our farm, and my brother would pick up a king snake and put him in his back pocket and all that. No, not me. I hate them things. I know they're not harmful, but I hate them. I hate them like I don't know what. But I don't like a snake. And that's what Satan is. He's an old snake. He's an old dragon and old serpent. And it means that he's a cunning, subtle, poisoning everything he touches. Then he's called the old dragon. Yeah, he's called the old dragon, one who destroys, one bent on destruction of human soul. Then we have Satan and his angels. We're looking at what are demon spirits. If you go there to Matthew 25:41, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh, what a verse, my friend. We look there, get started there in our next study, looking at that scripture, Matthew 25:41. But the old trailblazer is going to be true to your soul. I have no axe to grind. No folks call me that. They say, well, you're always against this and against that and against the other. No, I have no axe to grind. I'm just bringing you God's word. Thus saith the Lord. And the Lord is blessing these studies. And folks all over the nation writing me, telling me, go ahead, keep on bringing God's word. So that's what I'm going to do day in and day out. And I wish you would listen carefully each day, Monday through Friday. And remember that all of these messages can be heard over the internet. And go there to our website. Call your folks on the phone and tell them, Old Trailblazer, look up the Old Trailblazer's website, radiomissions.org. And then write me, and I'll send you literature relating to these studies and more information about Radio Mission. We're just getting started on this study on demon possession. I see so much going on today in our world that I just know without a doubt that it's demon possessed. All of this malarkey going on, this prosperity ministry, especially in New Orleans there. Every other preacher you hear on the radio is a prosperity ministry. Can you imagine? I never heard of such a thing till lately. They tell you to send them $20,000 and the Lord will send them $40,000 and all of that stuff. That's all demon possession, my friend. That's not. No, we read that scripture. The Bible said God command his preacher to preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all long suffering. And that's what we do here at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. We're going to reprove and rebuke with all long suffering until the Lord comes. And I wish you would pray for me. Pray for me that the Lord would give me strength and boldness to step on toes. Folks tell me, oh, you stepped on my toes, Trailblazer. Well, we're going to keep doing that as long as the Lord gives us strength. So you pray for me. Would you do that? Remember, my mailing address. We'll be back in the next study. My mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And then my website, radiomissions.org. And you can go there and see much more information about the Old Trailblazer and about all of our broadcast schedule. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
Still my strength.